If it isn't disturbing enough that humankind has created a whirlpool of plastic waste the size of Texas in the North Pacific Ocean, then just think that this waste could end up on your dinner plate and, seriously, damage your health. A Senate inquiry held last week in Australia is investigating the threat of plastic in our oceans. Dr. Mark Brown from the University of New South Wales gave evidence in the inquiry. He joined me, Georgia Clark, in the 2SCR studio. Mark, I'll just start off by asking you, what was the most startling evidence that you provided in this Senate inquiry?
The most startling evidence really was that over 80% of the impacts of plastic of debris in the environment were caused by sort of plastic.
Yes, right. It's really concerning. And in terms of the consequences, the environmental consequences of this plastic, what are some examples of some really deleterious consequences on marine life?
So from some of the work that we looked at, we looked at a range of evidence from the environmental work to the medical evidence. And for the environmental work, things like marine animals or fish, if they're able to ingest these particles of plastic, not only can the particles of plastic, which are micrometers in size, impact the health of the animals, they can also transfer chemicals that also cause additional impacts on the organisms. And when you look at organisms that control the abundance of other types of organisms, so-called bioengineers, they're actually able to, you see reductions in their ability to feed and also reductions in their ability to survive. So we know that when these types of changes happen out in the environment, that can lead to ecological impacts. So that was a real concern for us because in many parts around the world, plastic debris is regulated as a non-hazardous substance. But in line with Australian law, we were actually showing that this material can cause physical, chemical, biological impacts to the environment. And we really need to be using existing laws to try and tackle it.
Yes, and as I understand it, this microplastic could actually have an adverse effect on human health. I mean, I know that some of the evidence provided in this inquiry referred to a 2014 study, which estimated that consumers in Europe eat up to 11,000 pieces of microplastic each year. And it's said that this could potentially have reproductive problems. I mean, how much evidence is there to support this microplastic having a negative effect on human health?
We know more about the impacts of microplastic on humans than we do about marine organisms and freshwater organisms. So in medical research, they have to understand how plastics affect humans because they're putting artificial joints and hernia meshes and drug delivery systems that are made from plastic in humans all the time. And so before they can do that, they need to demonstrate that the ones they're putting in are the most safe. So they emit the smallest number of particles to the environment, which in that case is to humans, and they cause the smallest impacts. So you have policies set around these types of products that actually protect humans, that actually make sure that we're using the best possible plastic products at the same time. We don't have that same types of laws for non-medical products. So what you see is sort of a scare story happening where people suddenly realise that a product that they thought was safe because it was out for sale is causing an impact. So in humans, for instance, you see these tiny particles of plastic can cause inflammation, they can cause scarring of the tissue, they can break up DNA, they can cause cells and tissues to die. And so it's really the other types of evidence that you alluded to with regards to the reproductive effects, we know less about those compared to some of these more serious effects, which have potential links to cancer and things.
Certainly.
So we really need to be thinking about the evidence behind this and the more substantial things. People are more concerned about things that cause their organs to get scarred and damaged than they are from sort of reproductive problems because, you know, that has a real impact on our quality of life. So all these things have been shown by microplastic in the medical literature, which is why medical products are regulated in the way they are. The question we need to be asking is, why aren't we using existing laws about plastics to regulate those in a similar fashion. And so what you have for plastic is that under Australian law at the moment, if it causes a physical, chemical or biological change in aquatic habitats, that should give it rise to being regulated in a more strict fashion, but we're not always seeing that.
Thank you so much for your time, Mark.
Pleasure.